Group 1 racing, Royal Randwick tomorrow. Sky Racing's Ali Mosley, fresh off a stint in the paper today. Morning, Ali.
In the news, is she?
In the newspaper. In the news.
Making the headlines, yeah. Alistair, eh?
Just there having a little pose with Forbidden Love.
As you do.
I actually forgot we took that photo a couple of days ago, and I thought, I wonder if it'll run. So there you go.
There you go. Well,
big
sure
fish
get it.
Now, isn't she,
That's it.
Oh,
that's it. Taking you out of the paper, mate.
Thank God. Front and back page for you, Ali, please.
Oh, goodness me. I don't know if I can handle that.
Well, Ali, I thought NMO would probably shift out in the market through the week, but 280 to 230 now.
Yeah, hasn't he been solid? I've liked him the whole way through, but it's not very appealing, is it, at 230? It's sort of hard to get around him. You start looking for a bit of value. I mean, he's the class horse of the field. The question might be over whether he's ready first up, but he's drawn to get the soft run. The value is just what's getting me a little bit there. But he's certainly the class horse of the field, so he's who I like in it. But if we're looking outside of that, I think top three, don't know what order they're going to run, but I'd like to think Animo will win. And then I think Mwanga, who's always playing in his trials, has come back. It sounds silly to say, but I think Mwanga's come back a stronger horse this prep. I saw him at the trials the other day and he looked fantastic. He never trials in shades, and so he sometimes can look a little bit plain in his work, but he normally gets the blinkers on, which he will do. First up here on Saturday, so I think Mwanga will run a massive race. And then another one in that is Fangirl, who has been working the house down at home from all reports, and I think everyone saw that really nice trial of hers. She beat the likes of Espiona first up last campaign, so she could be another one. So the top three in order of, I'm not sure, I'm thinking Animo, Mwanga, Fangirl will be that, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracking race, no doubt about that. What about the Silver Shadow? In Secret was a superb. It was at Scone, wasn't it, back in May, and unbeaten, looking to make it 3 from 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, and that kicks off the Dali Princess series, which is a very lucrative series for the three-year-old fillies. I had a chat as well to James Cummings at Trackwork earlier this week, and he's been really happy with her. That, if James is riding at 55, I'm not sure if he's riding over, but that'd be almost the lightest he's ridden in a very long time. So when James gets down to 55, it means he wants to be on a very good horse. So she's resuming off the little break, so she should have the residual fitness off taking out the woodlands. And I think she'll be the one to beat there. Another one I've got my eye on, though, resuming, is Willinga Beast. So she's from the Chris Lee stable. Huey Bowman will be aboard. I know they had a pretty big opinion of her last prep when we saw her run second in the Percy Sykes, and she's had two really nice trials. So I think she could be very much in this and will give In Secret a run for her money.
I thought we were going to have a dry surface tomorrow, but I've just looked on the radar, the bomb, and there could be a bit of rain around. So that's disappointing.
Yeah, it is. We were on, I think, a soft 6, and I thought we might have even improved out of that. But then I just looked, and it does look like we might get a bit on the coast here, which is disappointing. You never know, though. We could miss. It's meant to be 20 degrees and mostly sunny tomorrow, which would be beautiful. But if we can just stay in that soft range and not get too much rain, I think everyone will be pretty happy considering what we've had of late.
What about in the Premier's Cup, Ali? Have you got anything there you like?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like Francesco Guardi, or Guardi, depending on how you like to say it. This son of Frankel, Willie Pike, is aboard, gets in with a pretty light weight there of 53. I thought he ran super last time out in the Premier's Cup Prelude behind Lord Ardmore. He sort of looked like he was looming up to win, and I actually added him to the black book off that run. So I think Francesco Guardi at a bit of value will be the one to watch in the Premier's Cup.
What are your best bets on the card, Ali?
So I like Mon Felicity in race 2 on the backup. She was, I don't know if anyone backed her and is listening, but it was a very sick watch if you did. So I like Mon Felicity in race 2. And then I like Jamea each way in the toy show, which is race 7.
Alican, very elegant, winning an international debut on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw a photo of her the other day and she looked like she was carrying quite a bit of extra condition. I mean, not that's much to go off, but I'd like to think she could. I'm maybe sceptical, which I don't want to be. I think that's probably a negative way to look at it. But I'm a little nervous, but I would hope that she could with her raw talent.
Okay, so just recapping your best, you like race 2, number 6, Mon Felicity, $3.50 with Tab, and race 7, number 5, Jar Mayer. Was that right as well, Ali?
Yep, Jar Mayer.
Jar Mayer, which is a $5.50 chance there. Ali's best 2, and Premier's Cup, you were with Francesco Guardi, and yep. In the Winx Stakes, just your tip there again.
Oh, I think I'll go. I was going to go. I've been umming and ahhing about this all morning. I even woke up and couldn't start. Animo, but then I also am really nervous about Mwanga and Fangirl. So we'll go with those three.
Yeah, I think it could be Fangirl's preparation. I think Adam Bengilly said the same yesterday. And just looking at how Hugh Bowman had obviously the choice, Fangirl, Forbidden Love, and he's gone with the Waller filly and Fangirl. So
right.
When you try and find a bit of weight to something, I think that's where I'm going to go tomorrow. But Ali, really appreciate your time as always. Have a great day trackside.
Thanks, guys.